Hi guys. So my name is Emeka, and I actually want to start this episode with an apology. With an apology. I started this podcast 2018 when the Lord freshly told me about ministry, about bringing out those in addiction. But here's the thing. He told me that I was going to bring out people in addiction while I was in addiction. Talk about love. He told me that because of immaturity, I did not go to him to ask when. I just went straight. I went straight, and two episodes in, I knew that it was wrong. How would someone in addiction be bringing out people in addiction? I mean, you can even see the last two episodes down, and I was listening to those episodes, and I was like, there's no love, there's no empathy in this episode. Like, I'm talking as if there's just a lot of, I don't know, I didn't like it, but I left it there to show people, to just show people immaturity, because I mean I was not free then. So recently the Lord has been speaking to me, and he told me to start it again, all over again, and reach out to people in addiction. Yes, this time I'm free, and this time the Lord has told me to start now. So I'm actually starting now, and I actually want to start again, but I want to tell my story. So my story is cliche. Anyone that has been in anyone has actually been in addiction, pornography, and masturbation, is cliche. So it is me coming back from school. So I was a day student in secondary school. For those of you in Nigeria, I was a day school student, and I was at the back of some of my classmates, and they were talking about, they were hushing, talking about a website they visited. At that time, I was still using C2 or whatever, and the name of the website was Warp Trick or Warp whatever. I don't think it exists now. So they said they saw naked girls or whatever. So when I heard that, I was like, I'm going to try it, because I got this new phone, and there was actually nothing to actually browse in that sense, because I mean, there's 10 MB. For those of you in Nigeria and those of you that held phones while you are still very young, you know 10 MB then was actually a lot. I'm like, this 10 MB stuff, I mean, what am I going to do with it? And I made the biggest mistake of my life that afternoon when I visited those sites and I saw naked ladies, and it changed my life forever. Not forever, because I mean, Jesus changed my life forever. Those pictures opened up a can of worms, like emotions that I have never felt before. I felt them, like, it just changed my life. And that's how it spiraled to watching videos and going to proper sites, the proper site for the pornography, and I saw myself masturbating, and my view on women changed. A lot of things changed my life. I mean, the secrecy started, a lot changed. Then I gave my life to Christ at 100 level. But even while I gave my life to Christ at 100 level, like, nothing had happened. Nothing had happened. I remember myself praying to God, like, Lord, if you would just remove this desire from me, like, remove this. I don't want this desire. I don't want to feel. I remember praying and crying to God. I mean, and nothing still happened. I was a Christian. I mean, the way people viewed me was not the way I view myself. A lot of people might see, he prays. A lot of people might see, oh, he's a leader in church. That was not the way I viewed myself, God knows. So it happened, and it happened like that, and there was no revelation. I mean, I could explain to you grace. I could evangelize and say, oh, Jesus Christ died for us. I mean, I spoke in tongues, meaning I was saved, right? I was saved. And this, nothing changed. Until the Holy Spirit helped me. God did not come to tell me anything, Sha. The Holy Spirit led me to somebody that, the Holy Spirit led me to someone that had been free for 2 years. He had cocaine addiction. He had, what is it called? He had cocaine addiction, sex addiction. And he had a pornography problem actually too. So I asked him, what was your secret and everything? And he told me, bro, stop focusing on your addiction. And I was like, what? I mean, I tried everything. I even almost paid a course. I mean, I didn't even have money. I even almost paid for a mentorship program for me to be free. I had done everything. I had downloaded a website blocker, everything you can think about. I had done it. The only thing I had not done about the issue was surrender. So after I spoke to him and everything, he told me, he explained to me how to do it, how to break free. He explained to me who I am in Christ Jesus again. I mean, I knew these things, like they were repetitions to me. But then the power lies in repetition. I didn't know that. My devotion life with God was on and off. And then, I mean, I wanted to do more for God, but I could not. I was just focused on, Lord, please just remove this addiction from my life. I want to do more for you. And the Holy Spirit says, and the Holy Spirit says through this person, which now has a beautiful wife and a beautiful daughter, he told me, he said, stop focusing on that. And I was like, wow, I tried that and it worked. It worked, but I need to explain a lot of things. I really need to explain a lot of things. And the Holy Spirit comes to me a few weeks back and he says, I'm going to send people your way, you're able to free. And I'm like, yes, Lord. To some people, this sounds very rubbish. Like, it sounds like, what is this guy saying? I know you must be asking, what am I saying? What is Emeka saying? But God is sending me to you to call you to maturity. That's what the Holy Spirit says. He says, extend an arm of fellowship and call them to maturity. That's what the Holy Spirit tells me to tell you as you're listening to this. So you're in pornography and the Holy Spirit says, you need to come to maturity. You need to come to maturity of who you are and your work with God. You need to come to maturity. And that is what the Holy Spirit is leading me to tell you. He's leading me to tell you right now as you're listening to me with your earphones on the couch and your legs are up. The Holy Spirit is telling me you need maturity. You need to come to maturity. I mean, think of it. In Genesis, the Bible is describing God, and the Bible says He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. The first description of God was creator. And why didn't the Bible say He's the Lord of hosts, the king of light, the king of spirits? Why did the Bible explain Him like that? Because all definitions of God fall under creator. Meaning, you don't have a say on who you are. God has a say on who you are. So please, if you're listening to this point, if you've listened to this point and you don't have any addiction, probably you just stumbled upon my content, please, I plead with you, I beg you, share it, please. Share it to someone that has an addiction problem. I beg you, you would be saving a relationship with God. Please share it. So I'm not only making this call to maturity and leaving you like that. There's a link in the description. I would love you to subscribe to it. And you'll be what you'll be submitting to me would be your email and your phone number. Your phone number, because I would call you. We would pray together. And you're subscribing to me for me to be your friend and your accountability partner. Not just an accountability partner, your prayer partner. We are going to do this God thing together. And we are going to love him together. He's going to love us together until you are strong. And that's what you're registering. That is what you're actually subscribing for when you click that link and when you submit your details to me. I've already made the pledge to God. I'm not going to be tired. So, probably I see you in the next episode or I see your details. So have a nice day or good night or whatever city you are in. I thank you. Please don't forget to share.